Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
Sometime at the end of the day, having faced both saved and lost, I drive home with a sigh, thinking, I'm not adequate to meet the demands of such a broad spectrum of humanity as I'm called to meet. I think at times of the breadth of our ministry and how it has grown and how surprising it is to find ourselves in this place. And I often ask the question, who in the world is adequate for something like this? How easy it is to fake that inadequacy, to carry oneself in a quasi sense of arrogance. Other times you can't cover it up. I thought of that this past week. I had an appointment with a physician, and while I was waiting for a report back on a test that had been taken, I was standing in an upstairs room in one of the examination rooms, and there was a broad window in front of me that looked out on a parking lot. And without their knowing it, I was able to eavesdrop on two men who were attempting to get into a car. One of the men was in a wheelchair, absolutely inadequate physically. I don't believe he had full control even of his neck muscles. It occurred to me that about from his lower jaw down, he was paralyzed. He was limp. The man working with him to get him out of the chair and into the car was so patient, so strong. He had to be. This man was unable to move a muscle. And I watched as the helper, the assistant, placed the paralyzed man's arm in his lap. He didn't place it far enough there, and it dropped and held down. It even fell into the spokes of the wheel of his wheelchair. And the man very patiently reached back down and got the hand of this disabled individual and placed it again in his lap and sort of held it there. And he got his other arm and crossed the other arm over it to hold the first one. And then he took one of the legs, which hung like a limp rag doll's legs, and he placed one leg over the other, crossed both arms and the legs, and then he had him in this sort of a cocoon position, if you will. And he slipped his hands behind the knees, and he slipped his other arm behind the man's back, and he fixed his hand under his head in the back. I mean, he had done that, I'm sure, hundreds of times. And then with his leg, he pushed the door open on the car. And he stepped back down and he pushed the wheelchair out of the way. It was quite a maneuver as he got that man very tenderly, carefully seated in the car and said something like, "Is everything all right?" And he closed the door and he went back and he folded up the wheelchair and put it in the car. He did everything for that man. He had to. The man never once said, "I'll take care of my own arm, thank you." Or, "No, why don't you go around the other side? I'll get in. I'll manage." He couldn't. He couldn't even hold his head up without help. Physically, when such a tragic thing occurs to the body, no one is attempting to hide it. We're all aware that it's there, and we need assistance from start to finish through the day.
When you've exhausted your own strength and have nothing left, that's where God can do His best work. He doesn't use super strong, self-assertive people. He uses the inadequate and the ill-equipped. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Getting Through the Tough Stuff of Inadequacy, was copyrighted in 1990 and this Life Track sound recording was copyrighted in 2012 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.